rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1963. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and Little Surfer Girl, 18 minutes after 9. On the Rock and Roll Generation with Brian Lawrence from WPGC number 1, and the year is 1963. Buddy Dean, which was on Channel 13 in Baltimore. And all the old dancers, like Little Eva was on there with Locomotion, and who else? Well, anybody who was big and had a dance came on. Like Chubby Checker did the Limbo on there, the Limbo Rock, and things. Fantastic TV shows we had about that time. Too bad that they're all gone now, or just about all gone anyway. Okay, back to more music from 63. Here's the Kingston Trio and the Reverend Mr. Black with a new lead singer.
He rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean, and at first he thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But when look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack. The folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk. Soft, had any yellow up his back. I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and it wasn't a prey. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men. Then he let that lumberjack hit him again, and then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he said, you got to walk.
Goodbye.
just the same. I followed him, yes, sir, and I don't regret it. Hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to walk.
Kingston Trio and the Reverend Mr. Black from 1963 at 9:28 on the Rock and Roll Generation with Brian Lawrence here at PGC. And here's some more soul music from the year. Soul music was big in 63. This is Bob and Earl. Shuffle from 1963 on WPGC's Rock and Roll Generation at 9:30.
WPGC-FM Morningside.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1963.
Okay, I have another question for you here. Killer Joe Pirro, if you remember him, what dance did he start? Call me at 779-1580. Killer Joe Pirro, what dance did he start?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, don't you know? Surfer Girl.
Those are the Trash Men and a novelty song back in 1963 called Surfer Bird, back at the surf era, right? 25 minutes before 10, and Alexander Goodfellow at 10 o'clock will finish up 1963 and start you on 1964. Here's a song that was big in 63, and if I don't play this, my girl will kill me. I have to play it. Kai Wendy and More, theme from Mondo King. Mondo Cani on WPGC number one, and it's a song called More. It's 23 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Rock and Roll Generation, and we had a fellow call me last night who was starting up a group doing old Chuck Berry songs and things like that. We were into that kind of type of music last night. It was really fitting. He's got a group starting. He needs a lead singer. And the number to call is 868-2523. They've got a gig on New Year's Eve. And they need somebody desperately. Wiley and the... Wiley and the somethings. Wiley and the Starlights, I think he said. 868-2523. And the guy's name is Dale Simon. And he needs a lead singer. All righty. We're into 1963 here on the Rock and Roll Generation. And remember, Mary Wells...
So you came up.
beat you to the punch. Yeah, that's Mary Wells from 1963, one of the early Motown hits. I'm your Brian Lawrence, Rock and Roll Generation. The year, of course, is 1963. Alexander Goodfellow will be around at 10 to finish up this year, and then he'll get into 1964, like about 10 after the hour or so. Hey, remember Ruby and the Romantics? An Our Day Will Come. One of the great love songs of 63, huh? From 1963, and a song certainly befitting of their name, huh? Our Day Will Come. Right on. 17 before 10 on the Rock and Roll Generation with Brian Lawrence here, and how about Nat King Cole?
Roll out the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies, then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a driving or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the car than on the screen. You'll win.
Nat King Cole in the Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer from 1963 on the Rock and Roll Generation.
This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation. This is the continuing story of the Rock and Roll Generation, 1963.
Time with Major Lance. Remember that? 1963 in the Rock and Roll Generation. I was talking about the old Buddy Dean television show in Baltimore a little while back, and I remember when Major Lance came out with that record, the kids were the first kids that started doing the monkey on that show, right? And the monkey was like, you swung your fists like a monkey or something like that. I remember the dance, but I can't describe it to you. Well, anyway, two kids were doing the monkey, and Buddy, who was very shaky to begin with, saw them doing this and thought they were having a brawl, and he just panicked, you know, and stopped the show. And it was really horrible. 10 before 10 o'clock on the Rock and Roll Generation with Brian Lawrence. Gotta fit in the Supremes, right? Well, the love's light starts shining in your eyes.
All right.
love light starts shining in your eyes. Supremes from 1963 on the Rock and Roll Generation. And get your pens out now. Here goes the top 10, okay? The top 10 of 63 was Return to Sender. This is number 10. Return to Sender by Elvis Presley. Number 9 was the first record for Little Stevie Wonder on the Tamla label. It was Fingertips. Part 2 was the hit. Number 8, Can't Get Used to Losing You, Andy Williams. Number 7 was Rhythm of the Rain, The Cascades. Number 6, I Will Follow Him with Peggy March. Number 5 was Telstar by the Tornadoes. This is good. I had a little radio station in my neighborhood, and we used that to check field strength with. And I got so sick of that record, Telstar. Number 4 was Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton. Number 3 was End of the World by Skeeter Davis. Number 2 was Go Away Little Girl by Steve Lawrence. And number 1 was The Limbo Rock by Chubby Checker. Here are your fives, remember.
He's so fine.
So fine, Chiffons, not Chiffons, but Chiffons, right? From 1963 on the Rock and Roll Generation. 624 district motorists had their license revoked on drunken driving charges. Joseph Murphy, director of D.C. Department of Motor Vehicles, asked you to curb your drinking or curb your car this holiday season. Okay, Alexander Goodfellow will be around at 10 o'clock to finish up 63 and then get into 64, and he'll be on until around 2 o'clock or so. Continuing on to the Rock and Roll Generation here at WPGC number 1. This is Brian Lawrence. Have yourself a good night. Hey, remember this fella? He was big around this area with this song. I don't know how he did nationally because he didn't make the top 10, but this was number 1 for I don't know how many weeks in the Baltimore area. I know. Yakety Sax by Boots Randolph.
WPGC FM Morningside.
My mother liked it, and I was very rebellious at that stage of my life. That's Blue Velvet, Bobby Vinton. That's kind of nice. Alexander Goodfellow, WPGC, the Rock and Roll Generation. It's 10:03, and the year this hour is 1963, and to close out the year 1963, a tune that was destined to be a real classic, Smokey and the Miracles, first really big hit outside of Shop Around. You really got a hold on me. As a high school adolescent, we used to go out and get cheap wine that cost about 39 cents a pint. We'd get really ripped, and we'd sing that song. You know, there'd be about four of us going, those are the Miracles from 1963 in the rock and roll generation on WPGC. I'm Alexander Goodfellow. It's 10:06. When we return, it'll be 1964.